Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Clues? You know who's one of my favorite Dark Lords?
I think I do, but go ahead and tell me.
Dark Lord Vanderpump, you idiot.
I thought you were going to say that. No, I thought you were going to say it. I was right.
You predicted it. Another accurate Clues prediction.
Yes.
Lisa Vanderpump is one of my favorite Dark Lords, and she is part of a new show called Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, which premieres on Hulu.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
I think that Dark Lord Vanderpump has only improved upon her previous work, and she knows how to concoct excellent TV series.
Yes.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Ooh la la.
I can't wait to watch it. You can meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Everything that you expect from Vanderpump as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Guess what? Not everybody has what it takes. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Praise be Dark Lord Vanderpump.
I'm Courtney Robertson, the most notorious villain in Bachelor history, and I have more than a few secrets to tell, but I am not the only one with tea to spill. Every week, I'm going to be talking to another icon of reality television about the things they can only say off contract. Hello, welcome back to Off Contract. I'm your host, Courtney Robertson, and I just got back from Burbank, California. My husband and I just got back from filming the live after the final rose. Congratulations to Zach and Katie. What a cute couple. So we were in the live studio audience last night, and we are happy to be home. It was a long day for us, for sure. It was like a little 24-hour date for us. We flew to Burbank yesterday morning. We got the kids dialed in, got childcare, and to get camera ready was a little bit intense for me. I had to get my nails done, my hair done, and I went dress shopping, which is like always difficult. Like, you know, when you go looking for a nice dress, you never find it. I'm sorry. I was like running around town with like a chicken with my head cut off. And luckily Saks was having a dress sale and I found three dresses and my husband helped me pick out a winner. I had kind of sexy, racy, you know, I'm a little bit out of practice, guys. Kind of middle of the road and then very conservative, which probably was Catherine Lowe last night. Catherine and Sean were there and they made the stage and, you know, he's been a figure. They called him the Bachelor Royalty. We didn't get a lot of screen time there. We were just kind of in the audience. So I was a little bit surprised. But, you know, Nate Mitchell was there. We met him and we did the COVID testing. When you get there, it's like, you know, we got there at 4 p.m. and it was like a 5 p.m. start for the listeners. And then the audience got there, I think, at 1. So they were there much longer than us. But it was a long day for us because we flew there, got to the Garland Hotel, which was beautiful. We had a beautiful lunch. We took a cat nap together. And it was like, we made it like a date for us. Got all dolled up. My husband was like, wear the sexy dress. I actually maybe go conservative. But long story short, we took an Uber to the Warner Brothers lot and did the whole thing. And we were there for about 4 or 5 hours recording, passed our COVID tests, and I definitely felt for Gabby. I was sitting close to one of her family members, and you know, it was definitely a roller coaster. So my husband is my guest today, you guys, on Off Contract, and we talk all things about our experience on our trip. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and next week we've got another live one for you, so stay tuned. All right, let's get to our guest, my husband, Umberto Preciado. Hello, it's your host, Courtney Robertson. Welcome back to Off Contract. I told you we have a very special guest this week and a lot to cover. It's my husband. We just got back from the filming of After the Final Rose with Zach Shallcroft, and what a doozy. We've had a busy, busy, busy week. And I want to introduce my favorite human being in the planet. It's Umberto Preciado, my husband, my plus one for life. And say hello.
Hello, hello. Shout out to Zach. How's everyone doing? I've been waiting for a minute to get in this hot seat. So, yeah, let's talk.
Yeah. How did it feel? Okay, first of all, we got to bring the listeners back. So I slid into my husband's DMs. That's how we met. Gotta give everybody a little backstory. I DM'd you and I was like, hey, have we met before? And you were like, I don't think so. Did you follow The Bachelor? Did you ever watch a season of The Bachelor?
Yeah, we can definitely give a little backstory. So I knew who you were. I had a little idea of the girl from Phoenix. Scottsdale was on The Bachelor. I did not have any social media until about 2017, and then once I came to the new age and Instagram, I liked a few of your photos. I knew who you were, and then I remember being on a family trip in Anaheim, California, to see my sister, and as we were driving back, I noticed. Or at that point, I think I liked a photo or a couple of them. And then once I got back into town in Phoenix and was at work, I think that's when you sent me a DM about us knowing each other, had recognized me. And I said there was no way I would have recognized you, and we didn't know each other.
True story. Ladies, shoot your shot. I'm telling you. Look at who's liking your photos. This is muy importante. That's how I met my husband. True story. We met in April of 2019, and now we're married with two kids. It's been a blast. And he just attended the After the Final Rose with me last night in Los Angeles. So I feel like I hit the Instagram jackpot. What is it? How do you say?
Jackpot.
That's jackpot. What I got my honey, with my husband. So. Did you ever watch any season, like full season of The Bachelor, or just?
No, I can definitely say I was not a Bachelorette fan as far as watching entire seasons. Had I seen clips or shows here and there or something? Yeah, I mean, I definitely had an idea of what the show was, the premise, how it all went down. But no, I had not watched any seasons until we met, and then we've been following The Bachelor ever since.
So for the listeners, we watch. My husband is such a good sport. Like, we do our little wine nights, and we make charcuterie. And, you know, we have two kids. So by the time we get to the end of the night, it's, you know, it's selective. We're selective when it comes to watching shows. And you have been a very good sport about watching The Bachelor. He has the best commentary. He's, you know, an attorney. We have different mindsets, but I always love watching with you because he is so funny. You just have a different outtake on things, and I think that will be fun for the listeners to hear, like, how we can dissect last night's airing. So we watched Zach's whole season, and we had a date night last night, and so we decided to go and watch After the Final Rose. You know, I did a group date with Lotto, and I felt invested into Zach's season. Hold for sound. We've got a helicopter going over. But anyway, long story short, how did you feel about going to, I was like, hey, do you want to go to the live taping? How did that feel for you? This is like your first experience in like seeing a live taping.
I thought it was great. I mean, it was definitely, once in my lifetime, at least to this point, opportunity. I had never done anything like that before. I know that it was part of your past and something you did and something that, you know, we watch and kind of take in together now. But I thought it was great. I mean, who doesn't like to get dressed up, to go into, you know, Hollywood, go to Warner Brothers Studios, go see how it all goes down. That was my first time, maybe my only time, who knows. But I thought it was very cool and something we can tell our kids about, something that we'll be able to share with them and anyone else. Very cool experience. That's a well-oiled machine. They took care of us. It was a good time. Definitely enjoyed it.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
You know, Clues, in order to use Charminance in my life and to get a glow, you know, you got to be confident in your own skin. That's what really glows. And that's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Several studies to back it up. I've been using their products for a while now, and I'm hooked. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. For a limited time, get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code ROSES when you check out at oneskin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps.
You know, in a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by a third-party research organization, OS01 Face was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with that 15% off that Pace Case mentioned using the code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co with the code ROSES. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you.
Clues. I'm a millennial woman, so you might figure out from that I'm a wine lover. In my lover girl era, I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. I found the most personalized wine club that has amazing wines and exclusive perks called First Leaf. As a First Leaf member, I get to discover new wines I'm guaranteed to enjoy because they get to know your unique preferences. First, I answered this quiz about how often I drink it. Do I like red, white, or rosé? That answer is white or rosé. and they curated a bunch of wines for me. I loved the Sir Oscar Derby 2021 Sauvignon Blanc Semillon from South Australia.
Wow.
Where we're going to be shooting Gen Trend season. It's perfect. Best of all, I chose when the box is delivered and how often I get the new assortments of wine.
You know, being part of the First Leaf Wine Club also has its perks. As a member, you're going to get access to their incredibly helpful wine concierge. So if you want a wine pairing advice or you want to talk about the wines in your box, you can always speak with one of the experts. Plus, you get member exclusive pricing on every order. Right now, join the club today and discover new wines you're going to love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/roses to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/roses. tryfirstleaf.com/roses.
That is a great answer, babe. Now let's talk about the stress going into it. So we have two little kids. We have my mother-in-law, who is a saint, who watched the kids overnight for us. And for us, it's like an experience to like get away, have a little vacation 24 hours away from the kids, because that's really about all what we do, right? I mean, we don't really do a ton of vacations. But so I went dress shopping, getting ready for this. I was like, oh my God, I got to be camera ready. I had to get my nails done, my hair done, my grays covered up. And I went dress shopping, thank God. But even that in itself, having kids, it's like, babe, I gotta go get my nails done. It's like 2 hours. I mean, I really had to put a lot in to be camera ready. Like, you know, it's just a thing. And then I went dress shopping and I found 3 dresses. And I came home and I modeled for my husband, who is very respectable. I'm like, I've got one that's very conservative, one that was middle of the road, and then the third dress was a little over the top, right, babe?
Yeah, sure, if that's what I would describe it. I don't know if it was over the top. I just think, you know, it's very sexy. You look great in it. It just all depends on what kind of reaction you're looking for. what look you're going for, the occasion. Who's around?
Okay.
What time it is? Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, no, it was a process. We got through it.
We did. So I model for my husband, and he's like, "I think the red dress might get some trolls. Like, it could be a little risque." And but he was like, "That's my favorite." And I was like, "Shoot, I should just wear the red dress." But anyway, I went for the middle of the road, and honestly, we weren't on the screen for that much. Apparently, we were only on for a couple of times. And Sean Lowe, if you were watching last night, it was the season finale of Zach Shawcross's season. So we're going to get to that. So we wake up yesterday morning. It's a big to-do for us. So we flew to Burbank. We took an Uber to our hotel. We stayed at the Garland in North Hollywood. It was incredible. If anybody's looking for a trip to North Hollywood, please stay at the Garland. From start to finish, it was like a perfect 24-hour getaway for us. And then we just got back. So we are filming and we are exhausted and the kids are in the witching hour. But anyway, long story short, so we fly to Burbank and I have my dresses, the 3. I was a game time decision for sure. But we go to the live taping. We take an Uber. We get to the hotel. We have lunch. Then we get ready for the event, which was fun for us. Like, as parents, like, it's fun to, you know, get dolled up. And what did you wear, babe? Tell us.
Yeah, luckily for me, I only really had to shave. I mean, that's
must be nice.
Yeah, luckily I have a few, suits in the repertoire. I didn't really have to do any shopping or anything like that. But my thought was, you know, a simple blue suit with a shirt, no tie. That was the look I was going for. It seemed to work with a light blue dress shirt with a little print on it. And I felt comfortable, felt good, thought it looked all right. I don't know how much camera time we really got, but Yeah, it was quick and easy. There was no shopping for me, and it was very minimal, but very enjoyable. Who doesn't like dressing up with your wife and going out and doing, again, for me, doing something that I've never done? So it was fun to do, for sure.
Clues. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. Hmm. There's no rhyme or reason. Anything goes. You got pairs from 3 birthdays, Christmases ago, childhood, whatever. And, you know, when you open it, you don't know what to expect. It's chaos in there. And now that I have felt the buttery soft comfort of me undies, my other pairs have got to go. Trash. Because me undies is all I'm reaching for. I'm hooked and I feel off if I'm wearing anything else. You gotta wear your best pair. And I just got my best pair from MeUndies. The all-over lace thong in navy is gorgeous. It is so comfortable. It is so cool, I would say. I feel cooler when I'm wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so happy to have a new go-to pick from that chaos.
Well, I'm glad that you are able to organize your chaos as well. And so should everyone else. MeUndies has styles for everyone. You got all black classics. You got fun, expressive prints. There's a look for everyone out there. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just about underwear. You got all kinds of versatile loungewear. You can get comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, all kinds of stuff at MeUndies. Unmatched comfort that Pace Case was talking about. The signature fabric is soft and warm. It's like a hug from your favorite sweater, and it's breathable and stretchy. You can't beat that deal. Right now, get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's so sweet. He's been such a good sport. You know, going back to like my history and you meeting me, and I was on The Bachelor, and I felt a little insecure about that in the beginning when I met you. Like, it was a lot to unpack for, in a way, you know, like I was on the show and I got engaged, and like now you're a good sport and you watch the show with me. So that's so fun. So it's really nice for us to be able to like go and do things like that and enjoy it. And you're like, who's going to be there? Like, and I was like, I don't know. You know, I did a group date with Zach, the lotto date on the second. No, I'm sorry. The first group date with Zach. And I had no clue who was going to be there. But so we get to the hotel. We settle in, get dolled up. It was a perfect date night for us. And then We get to the lot, and then obviously you have to do COVID testing because that's like a part of it. And we pass the test. And so that was kind of a unique experience for you, babe, though. Like, what was that like going onto Warner Brothers lot and like seeing like you met producers that knew me and there were fans there? Was it like surreal for you or?
Yeah, it was kind of wild. I mean, I'd never seen that. I remember going to Universal Studios as a kid, like I was telling you, but I mean, I was a kid. You know, I'd never been on Warner Brothers lot. I had no idea how that all worked. I mean, you go on to it. For those who've never been there, it's just massive studios. I mean, just empty buildings almost where I'm assuming, you know, these TV shows or whatever it is, movie sets, you know, you're getting on there to create your own environment and film your thing. So we show up, you know, we gotta pop into a tent and sign this, sign that, and then we're, you know, getting swabbed for a COVID test and signing something for that and registering our names so they can send us our results. And then, yeah, it was really cool. We ran into, I believe his name was Bennett, was an old producer, the producer now, really nice, was really good to us. Katie, I believe it was Summers, kind of set us up, and she was great. We met with her, and then, yeah, there were all these fans here. I mean, people, I think, were showing up as early as 1 o'clock on the Warner Brothers lot. We show up, it's about 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. We have all these fans hanging out in the tent, little snacks, some waters. I think we also ran into Nate, I can't think of his last name.
Oh, right, yeah, now. Nate Mitchell.
Nate Mitchell, who was on one of the previous seasons. He was great.
He was on Gabby's season.
Okay. So, yeah, we met with him and chatted him up. He was great. We also met Gabby on this season's sister. She was a doll. She was great. We talked to her for quite a while. She was out there.
She was there
supporting her sister. So, yeah, and then, you know, once we got to hang out and mingle and got our COVID test, they ushered us into the studio, and it was game time.
Yeah. Well, you looked very sexy, let me tell you. It was so nice for us to, like, have a little sexy date night, check into a hotel. But it is a lot. You know, you're leaving the kids, and I'm so thankful that my husband is so supportive, and you know, it's good to get a perspective from you for sure. Like, what's that like? And then, so let's get to the tea of it all. So we met Jesse Palmer, and oh, by the way, we took an Uber from our hotel to the recording. Stayed at the Garland, I think I mentioned that. But so we get there, we get in our seats, we get settled in, we got to take pictures with Jesse Palmer, and I liked him. Nice guy. So my husband played sports. He played for USD. And before we got there, I was saying, I wonder what Jesse, how tall he is. You know, I think that's what you think about celebrities. It's like, how tall are they going to be? And my husband is, how tall are you, babe?
I'm 6'2 on a good day.
In your Crocs. I'm just kidding. And then we take the photo. We're looking at him this morning. And I think you're a little taller, right?
I don't know if I would say taller. Jesse's probably got about, you know, an inch, half an inch on me. He was a really nice guy. That was a cool moment. I know most of the fans or people listening probably don't know a ton about me. But I'm a huge college football fan. I love sports. I grew up with sports. And I remember Jesse Palmer for years on ESPN doing college football analysis, game day stuff, the games. Way before he was The Bachelor, or on The Bachelor. So yeah, it was cool to meet him. Really nice guy. He was really sweet. Took a picture. That was fun.
Yeah, no, he was nice. I was like, how's it going to go? And I was like, you know, Zach's got to be nervous. He's like, I think it's going to go well. I think it's going to go well. I'm like, okay, that's the right answer to say. But going back to your experience with reality TV, you had a funny story, babe, that was about Chris Harrison. So the last live taping you went to, you can share more on this, but it was Chris Harrison. So when you go to a live taping, guys, it was a long day for us, for sure. Like, we fly to Burbank, we're tired right now. So if we're low energy, sorry, but we, you know, that's just what it is. But anyway, long story short, it was a long day for us. What was the story about Chris Harrison doing?
If you want to hear Courtney's husband's story about the first time he encountered Dark Lord Harrison, you're just going to go to anywhere that you listen to your podcast, and you're going to look up Off Contract. Subscribe to Courtney's podcast. You'll get all the rest of this one and all the different interviews that she has done up to this point.